Good morning, everyone. As always, a privilege to be with you and a privilege to be able to bring the imaginary family that I've told you about for the last year or so. Just to give you their names, and this is Fiona, my wife, and she's holding our littlest guy named Josiah. He's all of 3 years old. Can you wave, Josiah? Say hi. No, no waving. There's a little wave. All right. Next to Fiona is Anna. She's 13, and then Timothy, he's 9, and Mary, she's 10, and Joshua at the end, who I call Mini-Me, and he is 15. So there's the whole crew. So privileged to be able to bring them, and I hope you'll get a chance to get to know them. And as was shared, I was humbled to be asked by the church to come and just play a bit more of a role in the church. And so we're going to organize things in a way where I've been doing about 2 Sundays a month. It looks like we'll be doing 3 a month now and coming through. And then also just organizing a couple days a month where I can come over and just spend some time. So whether it's pastoral care or spending some time in the Word or some time in prayer. And so the first day that works would be this coming Thursday, as was mentioned. So after the service, I'm going to put out a folder with some paper. And if you want me to get in touch and try and arrange that, I don't think we've even thought through how I'm getting, where I'm getting. I might bring my bicycle and see how many places I can make it to, or whether we'll see how it all plays out. But I'll also on the whiteboard at the back put down a, what was that? This is a good question. I think we'll see. If there may only be one person who signs up, and then we'll organize it that way. And if there's a few more, and I think I'll just judge it based on my thing would be to come in the morning and then stay through until everything is through. Yes?
I'm off on medley, so I have a ton of time so I can be your chauffeur.
Oh, look at that. We've got a chauffeur now. Great. We can chat afterwards. That'd be huge help. So afterwards, I'll also put my email address up on the whiteboard at the back, and then people know how to get a hold of me and can do that. Yes? Oh, look at that. And now lunch is organized. We're filling up fast. We're filling up real fast. So really considered a great privilege, and hope that we'll be able to bring the family more often, as well as I come more often, and look forward to continuing to get to know all of you, not only as we spend time in the Word together, but also personally, and be able to pray with you and for you. Let's just take a moment. We'll pause for a word of prayer, and we'll jump into the Word this morning and hear what the Lord has for us. Let's give thanks. Lord, thank you that again this morning we can come together, and as a body, as a family, that we can seek you, that we can trust that by your Word we know you, and that you will continue to speak to our hearts and minds. Show us the way in which you desire us to live. Challenge us in the way in which we are living. And I just pray this morning as we come to your Word that you alone would speak to our hearts and minds, that your words would stick to our hearts, that through the week we would look to how we might apply all of these things that we know about you, that they would become life application, that we would learn to abide in you. And this morning as we open, I pray again that we would be both encouraged and challenged in what it means to walk with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, this morning, it being Mother's Day, and a big happy Mother's Day to all of those of you as we celebrate, I can only always share with you what God has been sharing with me. And as we've been kind of stepping our way through 1 Corinthians together, I'm going to take a pause this morning, because it was actually some of the Mother's Day season that brought me to reflect on a few things and ask a few questions. That is, I've been really wrestling with what it means to be blessed. First off, thinking I've been blessed to have a wonderful wife, blessed to have a good mother for our children, blessed to have a partner who has in many ways helped me to be able to do what I do and serve in ministry. And I may have asked the question foolishly, I wonder if she's blessed to have a husband like me. And we won't answer that right now, because She's definitely not as blessed as I am, but it's interesting, the word blessed is a word that gets thrown around. I throw it around. I like to put at the end of my emails, God bless. And yet I don't often, with a lot of our Christian words, think about what they mean. And when you think about that word blessed, we find it in places like what we often refer to as the Beatitudes in Matthew, where blessed are the poor, blessed are the humble in spirit. Well, what does that word blessed or blessed mean? Well, this morning, and I've been reading in the Amplified Bible, again, an English translation, but a translation in which they've taken the time, knowing that you can't always communicate in one language the same thing in one word. They've added words to try and get the fullness of the Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic. And in the Amplified New Testament, I want you to read what it says in Matthew 5. Listen carefully, because when you read that word blessed, it adds a few words I think that were important for me to hear this week. It says this: seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed, happy to be envied and spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the poor in spirit, the humble, who rate themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, my Bible just says blessed. He added a few words there, just a few. But isn't that interesting? Blessed, happy, and to be envied. Now, when I say God bless you, genuinely, that would be something that I would communicate. I would long that through God, you would be happy and to be envied in whatever your circumstance. And yet, as we come to this Mother's Day to celebrate those mothers, those who have played that role in our lives and play that role in each other's lives, it's interesting because as I look at the people often celebrated, as we celebrate Mother's Day today, I might even go so far as to call those people blessed. Blessings never really came in the way that I thought they would. Or if I were to say, God bless you, there was actually a bit of a warning in my mind, because those who were blessed often found that blessing not in the way they expected. And often expectations needed to be checked. I was just thinking back to some of the mothers in Scripture. And it's not often as I like to go through Scriptures and read letters that I thematically look, but it's interesting at some of the ones that you might see and remember, like in 1 Samuel. Hannah, truly blessed to have a son, a child who would grow up to be a judge of the nation, a prophet of God. And yet, blessed. Remember, it was this one who, Hannah, would weep. Why? Because she was mocked because of her barrenness. And when she went to the temple to cry, the priest thought she was drunk, Eli, as he saw her. And these were the words exchanged. Hannah rose after eating and drinking in Shiloh, verse 9 of 1 Samuel 1. Hannah rose after eating and drinking in Shiloh. Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She, greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and do not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head. As you look at those words, notice she was praying not out of joy, but out of bitterness, hurt, anguish. When we talk about blessed, happy, and to be envied, anyone envy her circumstances? Barrenness? Tears, hardship. No, not to be envied. You think of other great mothers in Scripture, Exodus. We read about Moses' mother, right? Out of the house of Levi, a woman, Exodus chapter 2, conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful, she said to him, she hid him rather, for 3 months. I always laugh at that because I don't know what would have happened if he wasn't beautiful. If he was funny looking like my kids, which you can now see before you today, there's no telling. Everyone groans. I apologize, children. It says this, when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket, covered it over with tar and pitch, put the child into it, and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. Can you imagine? Children being murdered, forced to hide a child, and then, when all else was lost, put the child in a basket and set it in the river. To be envied? Happy? No way. Not at all, is it? I even go on and think about Jesus' mother, Mary, right? And in fact, it's actually when Elizabeth meets her, listen to her words. Now, at this time, Mary arose, went in a hurry to the hill country in the city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias, and was greeted by Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me?" Blessed are you. Happy, to be envied. And yet, anyone remember Mary's journey? Impregnated without reason, right? Human reason, without understanding, having to be put away and set aside. Remember, engaged to be married, but Joseph now ready to divorce her? To be envied? No. And yet, listen, blessed. Why? Well, I think it's important that we understand that blessing is not just happiness. But there was a clue there as we read these words. Listen carefully. When Jesus opened his mouth, he said, "Blessed, happy, to be envied, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward condition," are the poor in spirit. You see, this happiness was not just an outward joy, but a deep-rooted satisfaction, a fulfillment regardless of the outward circumstances. That was blessed. And I think today that as we say those words in our community, as we share them with each other, as we share them, Lord, bless our church. Lord, bless one another. As I pray, Lord, bless my family. Am I prepared to be blessed? Because blessing is not an emotion. It's actually something learned. That, as Paul would learn, a contentment regardless of location, regardless of occupation, a contentment regardless of circumstance, even when shipwrecked. As we celebrate today, it's interesting to think about the people that we often celebrate in scriptures, and you think about these great women of faith, and yet as we look at them and we celebrate the Lord's work in them, we don't always say happy and to be envied. And here's where we often need to check our expectations. Remember when we looked at the book of Genesis together? I'll never forget those verses in which God came to Abraham and said, "Abraham, go and I will bless you. Leave your family. Leave it all." And as he goes, he went, he makes it to the land that God was telling him, from Ur of the Chaldeans all the way to Canaan. And he was met with a drought. They found no food, and he was left to now go to Egypt to find sustenance to survive. Here he's following the Lord in faith, and yet, instead of fruit, finds drought. Happy? To be envied? Oh, but I'm following the Lord. I'm with him. I've obeyed him. And yet, today, where do we find that happiness, the joy, the contentment, regardless of our circumstances, that inner sense of well-being? It is well with my soul. It's knowing that the God whom I serve has a greater purpose. That today the God whom I serve is with me, whether high or low. Can you imagine making that decision? And again, I shake my head at the promise that Hannah makes as she prays to the Lord in anguish. If you give me a son, I will give him to the Lord. Do you remember who Eli was, the priest? Sons who were sleeping with people at the temple door and taking meat by force. Godly family? No, and yet she would take this son and give him over to Eli to raise. I can't imagine. In fact, you couldn't unless you believed one thing. That a God greater than you had that child in his hands. That regardless of your circumstances, your ability, the lack of your parenting, that this child would be okay because you weren't giving the child to Eli, you were giving them to the Lord. You could be what? Happy, regardless of circumstance. Why? Because you knew something bigger was happening than the emotions of letting go. That's tough. How could you put your baby in a basket? One reason. Because you understood that a God who had promised salvation from the beginning of time was alive and well and active. And that his hand was greater than the hand of chance as you put that baby afloat. They were blessed. Not circumstances to be envied, but a trust and relationship with a God that we often desire. But that blessing was found not in the ease of days, but often in the hardships, the tough times. And as Jesus says, Matthew 5, blessed are the, what? Poor in spirit. It goes on and says this, blessed and enviably happy, with a happiness produced by the experience of God's favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace. Isn't that great? Are you conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace today? Or conditioned by your circumstances? Conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed, happy, blithesome, joyous, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the meek, the mild, the patient, the long-suffering, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed, fortunate, happy, spiritually prosperous, in that state in which the born-again child of God enjoys his favor and salvation, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God, for they shall be completely satisfied. Today, as we look to the full meaning of what it means to be blessed, I am blessed today. Not because my circumstances are perfect. Not because life is easy. Not because of wealth or health. But because there's a God in the midst of it all. And today that God has us in his hands. And he is prospering not always me, but his will and his word. And today I can be joyful, satisfied in the midst. Blessed were these people. Even Mary, a name often thought to mean bitterness. Not something you equate with being the mother of our Lord and Savior, is it? And yet what? To be envied. Because she saw God's hand at work within her, and even in the midst of the difficulty, saw the gift of righteousness firsthand. As we look, and I hope that when I say, and if you ever read my email and it says, God bless you, you know that I am not, God squished them like a bug this morning in order that they may know. No, I hope that you're blessed, happy, rejoicing, regardless of the circumstance, that you might see his work be done. And in the midst of it all, we know that as we go, that we need to guard our expectations. Because someone says, you're going to be blessed by God. Immediate thought, easy, good, smooth path. I've got you. No. What's blessed? To know him in the midst. Not the ease of days. And I may have told you before, but I'll tell you again. We've been so blessed to know so many people in different walks. One woman that we shared time with in ministry longed to be a mother. Longed, but never had kids. In fact, never found that perfect someone they thought God had been calling to them. Retired in old age, lived in ministry, never a child, never fulfilled in those ways in her life. And yet one day, this woman who was a prayer warrior, someone who could have Bible school students over and became a grandmotherly presence, she said to me, I always wanted children, but what I realize today is this, that instead of having two or three kids, the Lord has given me 23 as I can be a grandmother to all these Bible school students as they come through year after year. God has fulfilled a promise in my life, but not the way in which I thought he would. I have been, what? Blessed. Isn't that great? Another woman I've always admired, the wife of Major Ian Thomas, who started Torchbearers. Someone whom suffered a husband away in evangelism and evangelical preaching, sometimes 350 days a year. And she often asked, why God? Why a husband who was away in the military? Why a husband who's away preaching? Why? And it wasn't until later, when I met her, in which I sat with her in her living room over tea, and she served great tea and crumpets because she was from England, and she said, listen, I've come to the point in life in which I now label this the that's why stage of life. And I'm like, what do you mean that's why? Because I'll tell you what, in the moment, I hated every minute, lonely, left to raise our children on my own, to do all of these things, and now I step back, now 90 plus, and I see 25 Bible schools around the world. And I can step back and say, that's why, Lord. That's why the loneliness. That's why the husband never there. And I can truly say, I've been blessed. Right? Learn to be content. Why? Because you finally could turn around and see what God was doing, though she might not have been able to in the moment. That's why. She had a son who seemed to be in everything and taking apart everything. Later would become the maintenance man at Cape and Ray Hall in England. And she said, that's why. Drove me nuts at the time. Another who was in the books and later would become a director who would take over from her husband, her son, who would then lead the ministry. And she said, that's why you made him that way. And what a great encouragement, isn't it? To know that though today we don't always see the end or where God's going, we're blessed. Because in the midst of it, though we may not see it, God is at work. God is working. And while each and every one of us in this room may be able to put our finger on something where we say suffering, broken marriages, broken families, loved ones who are unbelieving, children unbelieving, parents unbelieving, longings that we have not yet seen, hopes, dreams, that we pray, Lord, please take care of these things. Or perhaps are filled with, why haven't you yet? And yet in the midst of them all, blessed to be a part of what God is doing, a testimony. Knowing that he will be a part, and that while I am called to be faithful and obedient in the moment, the fruit is up to him. I can't make it work. And I have seen friends who've led parents to the Lord and parents' children and seen those joyous moments. Wives seeing husbands and husbands' wives. In which there is that moment in which God brings about something thought once impossible. And all of a sudden we begin to see the blessing. Today, are you blessed? I hope so. Content regardless of the circumstance, regardless of finance, regardless of retirement, regardless of home, size, or value, that today you are content to see God at work. I can say today, I am truly blessed. Not perfect health, not a perfect family, though they might look it for the moment because they're all being very quiet. Not a perfect family. Sunday mornings, get in the car. We're going to be late for the ferry. I need a hairbrush. I don't care about hairbrushes. That's what happens in my family, right? It all looks good when you get to church, right? On the way, don't feel so blessed. But blessed. And this morning, reminding ourselves that sometimes we need to guard our expectations, knowing that blessing may well come in ways we do not expect. Longing for relationship when he is your holy husband and he's drawn you to himself. Longing for children. I know a couple desperately praying for kids and seemingly unable. And yet, having the time and space without kids to be a vital part of a youth group in which they're pouring into 30 teenagers. What a blessing. What a blessing. In what in the instant is seen as a curse, wow, are people being blessed by their time and availability that they wouldn't have if they had their own. Isn't that interesting? On the flip side, it can always be seen as hard, but on the other, incredible when you see what God has done. Are we embracing his work today? Or still embracing what we see as our vision of fulfillment and fulfilling our hopes and dreams. I hope that as we look back at Scripture, as we look back at these people, we'd be remembered that the greatly celebrated were not always greatly to be envied. And yet what we do envy is a relationship with God that regardless of circumstance, time, or place, they knew him and were content to be with him and patient to see him be about his work. And they did not let go of him as he would not let go of them in the process. My prayers are with you this week as God blesses each and every one of you with opportunities, some easy, some hard, but in all, opportunities to see his will and his way at work as he shines his light through you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that today we can see blessed are the poor because they have no other resource than you alone. We can see blessed are the meek and low in spirit because you are their confidence. Thank you that we are blessed today to know you, to have you, and to abide in you as you abide in us, as the weak are strengthened, as the foolish given wisdom, and in it all, we celebrate your work. Thank you for the hardships. We think of the celebration of motherhood today. Through pain, through tears, through sacrifice, through love, we are brought into this world, cared for, and as you strengthen us today, we have all been blessed to experience this life, and pray that today we might now in turn be a blessing to others, that we might care as we've been cared for, love as we've been loved, that today we might truly understand that contentment is found in you and not an amount in our bank account, a platform or a job, or a status, but in truly being a child of God. Thank you for all of this. Thank you for this family, this body, and I pray truly that we would enjoy the blessings of knowing you day by day as we go out these doors this week. In Jesus' name, amen.